Okay, good evening and thank you for joining. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Aleph. Tonight we are doing page 158, which is Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We are holding at Siman Shin Aleph Si'if Yud Dalet, says the Shulchan Aruch. A person that an item of clothing, even if you're only wearing it to save you from getting dirty, you're allowed to go out wearing it on Shabbos. That's considered clothing. Says the Ramah, therefore, you could wear an item of clothing to protect you from the rain, or a hat on your head to protect you from the rain. But for a woman to just throw something over her scarf or over her headscarf or something like that, that's not considered derech malbush. She's not attaching it, she's not wearing it, she's not wrapping herself in it, and therefore that's going to be usur. So if it's there just to protect you, it's not considered an item of clothing, but if it's worn and it's there to protect you, but you wear it like clothing, then that is an item of clothing. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan and Bezim, Eino Lov Show, Ratzaloma Shalov Show, Milamayla al Begadiv Kadei Shalo Yitan. Yitanfu, that a person wears it over his clothing so that he doesn't get dirty. Afal pikein mutter. Nevertheless, it's going to be mutter. And that which the Ramah says afterwards, beged mipnei gesham mokova v'chulei, hainu gamken afilu shemosim v'levosh beged milamayla v'gadav rak mipnei gesham. That means even if it's a poncho, right? Meaning it's something that you wear that's clearly just there for rain. It doesn't provide any warmth. It doesn't provide any of the normal things that a beged provides. No style, no fashion or anything like that. But you would never be caught dead in such a garment. Maybe it's a very thick garment, like sackcloth, or one of those, one of these big rain hats that you would never normally be wearing. Nevertheless, it's mutter, even shu darich malbush, since you're wearing it as you would wear clothing. Beged al tsi'ifa, but we said if a woman just puts a beged over her tsi'if, that's not considered to be a beged. Hainu, ameinu derech malbush. If it's not derech malbush, rak shemunach al rosh levad, kamo b'chatichas beged pishtun katana, is just placed over her head, like when people put a little, the doilies on their heads or something like that. That's not considered a beged. Aval imisatefas bo gam k'tas migufa havi derech malbush. But if she wears it like a pashmina, is that what they call it, where they wrap it around their body a little bit also, so then it's a derech malbush. V'shari avshu letzulitinu, and that's mutter, even if she's really wearing it just to stay clean. And even if it's a lousy garment, like a sackcloth, and even if she's a very wealthy woman who normally would never wear clothing like this, since it's considered a malbush for poorer women, for women who are not as wealthy, it's considered a malbush for everybody. We said this is not the derech of malbush. And if she's wearing it in order that she shouldn't be caused tsar, that it, not just to protect her from getting dirty, but that it shouldn't cause her any sort of pain or something like that, some sort of tsar, that's going to be mutter as long as she wears it properly. Malbush, valkein, also ish l'chasos hakova bipashtela. That a man should not cover his hat with a patshela. I do not know what a patshela is. Mitpachas, it says on the bottom of here, some type of cloth. Okay, moving on to Si'if Tesvav. Eina kiteya yotze bekav shalo. Sadly, this is very halacha lemaisa now. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, there are so many amputees. An amputee should not go out with his wooden foot. That they make a wooden foot and he could put his thigh into the base kibble of this wooden foot. But in those days it wasn't something that they could use to walk with at all. He still needs to walk only with a stick. The only reason he wears this is so that it should look like he has two legs. It's purely cosmetic. It's not, it wasn't functional at all. So that he's not allowed to go out with, because it's just a maswik. It doesn't help him walk, and therefore usur. That's why it's going to be usur. Says the Mishmur Sivkot Nunvav, Kevin De'eno, Hainu Dalkein Chashin, Dilma Mishtov Miragla Vasil Asuya Dalet Amos, right? It might fall off and he'll carry it for Amos, and therefore it's usher to go out with that on Shabbos. Obviously, when amputees have these limbs, they're functional and they help them walk and they're able to actually move with them. The technology is much, much, much better nowadays. So that's going to be a different story. That's going to be something that you are allowed to go out with outside of an Eruv. Siv Katan Tes Zayin. If let's say you have an amputee who's not able to walk at all or to move at all on his thighs, so rather he sits on a chair of some sort, not a wheelchair, it's a chair that he sits on that rests directly on the ground, and he sort of pushes himself forward by putting his hands on the ground and pushing forward by using his hands to propel himself forward, Valshokov, and he leans a little bit on his thighs, Vinidchaf Lefanov, and propels himself forward, Vosa Smucha Shel Or Oates, Larashe Shokov, Araglav Atuluyim. So he has some sort of protective gear on his stumps, Ukshu Nishan Al Yoda, Vaoker Atmo, Nishan Gamal Raglav Ktsas, and when he leans his weight on his hands, his stumps are also supporting some of the weight. Ein Yotzim Ben Shabbos, you should not go with that protective gear on Shabbos. Because since they are hanging on his body and they are not resting on the ground, they might fall off and then he'll end up carrying it. But the chair itself and the little things that he's holding in his hands to help him propel him forward, that he's allowed to go with because that actually helps him move. If a person is a double amputee on both of his legs, umahalech al shokav, and he goes on his stumps, valo kravosav, and on his knees, vosa smuchos shel or l'shokav, and he has some sort of leather protective, like a knee pads, like a catcher's gear to protect him. Yotzi ben b'Shabbos, he's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos because that does help him walk. Meaning that's the common theme over here. If it helps him walk, he can go out with it on Shabbos. If it doesn't really help him move, he's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. V'chein prosthetic, that was the word I was looking for before, it was killing me. Prosthetics, right? So v'chein mutter, says the Rama, v'chein mutter latzeis b'minil shal eitz, sharegel nichnas bo. It's also mutter to go out with a wooden shoe that one's regel fits it, that the leg goes into, v'lekel emecha sheyipol, and you don't have to worry that that it's going to fall off. V'chein b'pnat nish, dimishtalfi b'mehera, umemela, and also slippers that you could very quickly just slip right off. Doesn't have any laces, like a slip-on type of shoe, and they fall off very quickly and very easily. V'yesh machmir vosim, but some say no, you're not allowed to go out with slippers because they could fall off, and then you'll end up carrying it. V'lo yelech adam yachif b'shabes b'makom she'in derech leilech yachif. And if a person doesn't normally go out barefoot, you should not go out barefoot on Shabbos. This is known as Shabbos thing. You have to go out like a mensch on Shabbos. And in general, when you go out on Shabbos, you have to be Shabbos-tick. A person should look in a way that's different than Shabbos. There should always be a reminder on his person that it is Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, Sifkatan and Zayin, the Safsal Maktanim Shabiyadov. We were talking about the guy that has this chair and propels himself forward with his hands, and he has these little Safsalim on his hands that help propel him forward. Hainu Shanish. They're like these little wooden pieces that he leans his weight on as he propels himself forward. Because that's like a walking stick, meaning that's how he walks, that's how he moves. There's no concern that he's going to drop them and lose them and carry them, meaning this is how he walks. Shel eitz, if they're made out of wood, hainu afal gav she'in bo or klal, meaning the chiddush over here, this is sivkat nintes, this is going on the Rama, where the Rama said that you're allowed to go with wooden shoes. So the point is, even though there's no leather on these wooden shoes at all, afilu achim mekriminal, it's still called a shoe, and therefore you're still allowed to go out with it. Vayim bera agra primogadim shikshu me'odil kamen sim tafri shudal siv beiz, l'mashma dafka b'mchupa or milamala, av shalitz levad lo chashuminal. But wait, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, when we say you're not allowed to wear shoes, the halacha is that it's only considered a shoe if it has some leather on it, if it supports the top of the foot with leather. So how come over here we call it a shoe even if it doesn't have any leather? So the Beragra says, because what's considered a shoe legabe carrying on Shabbos versus wearing on Shabbos, and what's considered a shoe legabe wearing shoes on Yom Kippur is different. However, Minadin, the Be'er HaGra seems to side with the Ramban that a purely wooden shoe is not called a shoe, even the Gabe Shabbos, and therefore you should not go out with such a shoe even on Shabbos. Sivkat on Samich, v'chein bipnatnish. Hainu mashakorim b'lshonenu pntafil, which he says on the bottom is not laid by his slippers. Even though they fall off very quickly and they come off very easily, you have to untie any knots or anything like that. You could just pull them right off with your hand. But since it's covered with leather, it wraps itself around your foot pretty well. It sticks tightly to your foot. So there's not so much of a concern. Even a slip-on shoe, there's not so much of a concern that it's going to fall off. This is like Crocs or something like that. But there are those that are machmir. Because it might fall off. After all, if it's a slip on, it could slip off. Says we're not so worried about this. Because people don't walk barefoot in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so we're not afraid it's going to slip off and you're just going to carry it for 4 hours. What are you going to carry it? You don't walk barefoot in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Tosef Shabbos has what to ask on this taz. If it's a dirty place where you don't want to mess up the shoes, so you might carry it, so then for sure we cannot be mekel. But everyone would agree that if you're walking to Rosh Hashanah and then you realize, oy vey, I'm wearing my slip-ons today, that you don't have to take them off. So keep walking. And the same is true with anything that the only reason you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos is because you might drop it and then you'll pick it up and carry it. But as of right now, you're still wearing it, so of course the right thing to do is keep wearing it and get to where you need to go to. We wouldn't make you take those things off, as opposed to like if you're actually carrying something in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then we would make you drop it. We would make you leave it there. You would not be allowed to continue carrying it into your house. Sivkat and Samach Peis, b'makom she'ein derech, we said you shouldn't go barefoot in a place where it's not normal to do so. U'bedarke Moshe mashma da'afilu makom she'darkam le'elich yachiv b'chol, b'shabbos yilbash minna alim k'deish yizkar shu Shabbos. Darke Moshe says, even in a place where people normally go barefoot, on Shabbos you should go with shoes to remember that it's Shabbos. There's also an element of onak Shabbos to wear nice shoes. And truth is on Yom Tov also. The onak Shabbos is Yom Tov Shavin, because there's a mitzvah of onak Yom Tov just like there's a mitzvah of onak Shabbos. That's somewhat of a chiddush. It's not obvious that there's a mitzvah called onak Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah called Simchas Yom Tov. But the Mishnah Berurah says there is a mitzvah called onak Yom Tov. And in Simon Beis, we already discussed, at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that in general you shouldn't walk around barefoot anyway, meaning it's not tznius to walk around that way. So let's review what we learned tonight. We learned that any clothing worn as derech malbush, even if your purpose in wearing it is to avoid getting dirty, and even if a person of your stature would normally not be caught dead in such clothing, it's mutter to go out with such clothing because it is being worn as clothing. Then we learned that an amputee cannot go out with a wooden leg that's purely for cosmetic reasons and doesn't help him walk. And we said anything an amputee needs to be mobile can be used on Shabbos, but something not needed to be mobile that can fall off is aser. Now we said that a wooden shoe and also slippers have a din of a shoe and can be worn on Shabbos, even though some are machmir with slippers because they come off pretty easily. And finally we said you shouldn't go outside barefoot on Shabbos, even in a place that people walk barefoot during the week, and the Mishnah Berurah added, and it's also not a good idea to go out barefoot during the week either. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, probably back to regular time, regular place. See if you'd Zion tomorrow night. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.